Param param paralalalala teradadeum pow. Hey everyone, it's Josephine here again. Welcome to My Life with Asperger's. Today, I'm going to be talking about before I was diagnosed. Now, before I begin, I would just like to say I am so sorry for the long wait. I know that it's been a while and I think I know what I said the first episode. I haven't really listened to it. Sorry. Yeah. But I've had other stuff to deal with. And all this corona stuff, that's... I'm gonna forget about that today. And just make this episode as good as I can. So, before I was diagnosed, I was an extremely weird kid at school. People didn't really like me. I didn't always do the things the teacher said. Homework was just no. I never did homework. I was extremely quiet, and when I actually said something, people usually didn't understand what I said. So my best answer to all that was to isolate myself from people. I had very few friends. I pushed people away a lot. Now, my parents, they always understood me. My mom works with people with diagnoses all the time, and my dad, he works with kids my age, well, not back then, but he works with kids my age now. So my mom always told me I was different, a good different, but different. I didn't always see that as a good thing. I really wanted to be like everybody else. So my brother, he was already diagnosed with Asperger's. So I knew a little bit about what Asperger's was, but I didn't think I had it. I didn't see myself in that air quote situation, unquote. I don't know what you guys call those like weird finger thingies in England or America or whatever. Now, I had one friend who actually liked me for who I was. She was always weird with me, and I was extremely happy about that. When my mom took me to get diagnosed, and it doesn't just take one day, it takes a long time, I was afraid that she didn't want to play with me anymore, or she just didn't want to hang out with me anymore, but she did. She helped me, and she didn't care I was different, so, that was amazing, I was so happy. Right before I was fully diagnosed, I changed schools, which was so great. I've always loved, I love the school I go to now, and just, like, to be honest, it's the greatest place I've ever been. People over there understood me. Not the teachers back then. We've got new teachers now. And they're so awesome. I love these teachers. Now, back then, the teachers didn't understand me. But the kids actually wanted to play with me. They liked me for who I was. My weirdness and all. And Just a little time after I got over there, I was diagnosed with Asperger's. And Asperger's is a form of autism, as you all should know. Yeah. Now, being diagnosed with Asperger's meant that I had to tell people that I had Asperger's. I was extremely uncomfortable with telling people about my Asperger's because I thought people wouldn't like me. I thought I would be pushed away. But when I told them, they accepted me. They really did. I was over the moon, as people say. I was so happy. I loved it. It was amazing. Being accepted for who you are, that's the greatest feeling in the world. Now, after I told people about my Asperger's, that meant I had to take another step, and that was living with it. Now, I'd already lived with Asperger's for about 9 years back then. Yeah, I was about 9 when I got diagnosed. But I'd lived with it for about 9 years, but when I found out I had it, I didn't know how to deal. So my go-to stuff was to act like everybody else. I am like everybody else. I just have some quirky interests. I get easily tired, but other than that, I'm a perfectly normal human being. Or normal, but a perfectly quirky human being. Let's say it like that. But I am a human being. I have all the organs. I have a kidney, I have a brain, I have a heart. Yes. I'm a human being too. Let's be friends. Now, I've lost people because of my diagnosis. I've been sad about that, but I'm not sad about losing people anymore. If you can't accept me for who I am, just fuck off. And I'm sorry, pardon my French, but just fuck off. If you don't want to accept me for who I am, just go away. Thank you. Now, losing friends because of my my diagnosis, sorry, means that I've taken on the challenge that I wanna have more people be aware of autism and Asperger's. It's not a disease. I'm not contagious. It's not like I throw up every day because of it. It's just being a perfectly healthy human being, just with another setting, let's say like that. My volume isn't at 100%. Maybe it's at 80, or maybe it's at 50. It's just a little quirky. I'm just a little quirky, okay? That's how it is. Now, losing friends. It's also made me aware of the friends I still have, the friends who have accepted me, and how extremely lucky I am to have them. Now, if you are listening and you're one of my friends, the one, you know who you are. I love you so much, and you can't imagine how it is for me to have you, even with my Asperger's, my ADD, my anxiety. I love you guys so much. You can't even comprehend. Now, the people I still have, the friends I have, I know I can count on them. I know I can trust them with every part of me. Like, they're amazing. I know they'll stand by me with every meltdown, every anxiety attack, everything. Those are the people who love me. Diagnosis and all. Now, that was it for today. This is a 10-minute long, or almost 10-minute long episode. So, I hope you'll listen to all of it. Even my big, sappy, weird speech. Yeah. Now, if you have Asperger's, any other diagnosis out there, just remember, there are people who love you. There are friends you can count on. Maybe not for your whole life. It may seem gray sometimes, but everything will get better. Yes. Now, thanks for listening to me ramble on about me before I got diagnosed today. So thank you so much, and I'll talk to you all in the next one.
Bye!